now. Back to the 80s.
This is Totally 80s.
How are we doing, everybody? Paul Miles here, your host of Totally 80s. Welcome to the podcast quiz. This is episode number 4. Now, if you're brand new to the quiz and you're not too sure how it works, I'll explain a few rules as we go along. My name's Paul. I'm your host. I'm joined in the studio by Mr. P.
Oh, yes.
There he is. He's my producer. He looks after things, makes the tea, runs up and down the stairs, etc. Goes through your emails as well. Now, if you love the 80s as much as me, then head on over to claxonradio.co.uk. Totally 80s, 7 days a week from 7 p.m. Also, we have a request show at 10 a.m. on a Saturday until midday. So it's called the Totally 80s Saturday Takeover, where you control the show. Head on over to Claxon Radio for more information. So it's all about the podcast quiz today, and you can actually get involved. So what happens is I ask the question, and then I'll give you 10 seconds. And you hear a countdown.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So that's your timers, listeners. And then as soon as that's up, you just shout your answer at your device and see if you're right, because I will give you the answer. Right, shall we get quizzing? Are you ready, Mr. P?
Oh, yes.
Then let's go. Now, the first question submitted by a listener. If you do want to submit a question, if you want to try and stump our listeners with your knowledge of the 80s, then it's paul@claxonradio.co.uk. And that's exactly what Alison from Sunbury-on-Thames has done. She has asked, what was Frankie Goes to Hollywood's first number one hit? Here's your 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Oh, Alison, I think that was a little bit easy. It was, of course, Relax. Frankie Goes to Hollywood there and Relax. I also had a number one with Two Tribes and The Power of Love. Thank you, Alison, Sunbury-on-Thames, for your question. Right, question number two. What gang in 1985 had a hit with the song The Closest Thing to Heaven? Here's your 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who got it right? It was, of course, the Kane Gang. Done. If you got that one right, Kane Gang, Closest Thing to Heaven. Right, question number three. Dave Stewart and Barbara Gaskin had a hit in 1981. If you can name the title, you're doing well.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did you get it? It was called It's My Party, and I'll cry if I want to. Well done if you got that one right. Right, question number four, submitted by Justin from Harlow in Essex. Justin, thank you very much. What ZZ Top song won an MTV award?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Justin, I think that was really hard. It was Sharp Dressed Man, and it won Best Director.
I don't need a reason why.
Up Dress Man, ZZ Top. Love that. Thank you, Justin. Such a hard one as well for us. But if you do want to be like Justin, that was from 83, by the way. If you do want to be like Justin, then it's paul@clactonradio.co.uk. Submit your questions. See if you can stump me and Mr. P our listeners. Right. What colour group had a hit in the 80s with The Race? It's an easy one.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did you get it? You should have got it. It was easy, in my opinion. It's easier than Justin's one, my goodness. It was, of course, Yellow. Well done if you got that one right. That song has been used in so many soundtracks over the years. Right, question number 6. Here's an intro. Name the hit.
Seven,
that's a hard
six,
one.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I'll tell you what, kudos to you if you got this. That was, of course, Visage and Fade to Grey. Right, question 7. Here's a hit from 1984, February. It's Van Halen called Jump. I just need the name of the lead singer, please.
Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Did you get it? Not Sammy Hagar. No points if you said Sammy Hagar. It was, of course, Dave LaRoth. David LaRoth. Diamond Dave.
Oh, yes.
You like Dave LaRoth, don't you? Right, here's a song by Level 42.
So right, I wouldn't be without you, baby, tonight.
All I need from you guys is the name of the song. Here's your 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was, of course, Something About You. Now, here's a funky little intro from the 80s. Can you name the artist and the name of the song?
Nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
I know, it was easy, right? It was, of course, Rufus and Chaka Khan, and the song was, of course, Ain't Nobody. And well done if you got the Rufus bit as well, because a lot of people, well, certainly Mr. P, said Chaka Khan. So well done if you got that one. Question 11. It Takes Two was sung by two DJs in 88. Name the DJs.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Bit of a toughie, that one, but it was Rob Bass and DJ Easy Rock. Certainly was a tough one. Well done if you got that one right.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes, indeed, Mr. P. Right, question number 12, submitted by a listener. the wonderful Sarah. Sarah, thank you very much. Sarah lives in Liverpool and Sarah has put, Paul, love the podcast so far. Can your listeners tell me Blondie's first UK number one? Oh, that's a great one, Sarah.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Did Sarah stump you all? The answer was Atomic. Well done, Sarah. Thank you. Next question. Who had a hit in 1982 with the song Forget Me Nots?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It was, of course, Patrice Rushen. What a tune. 1982, Patrice Rushen, Forget Me Nots. Not to be confused with that Will Smith rip-off, Men in Black, where he, of course, stole the tune. Peter submitted a question from Clacton-on-Sea. Thank you very much, Peter. Very close to home here on Clacton Radio. Who had a hit in 84 with Free Nelson Mandela?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Thank you, Peter, for getting involved with the show.
Oh, yes.
Now, did you get Peter's question? A point if you said the Specials and a point if you said the Special AKA. Free. Same thing. Big well done if you got that one right. Jerry Dammers as well. You could have had the answer, which I would have accepted, of course. Now, let's do another one, shall we? The year was 1985. There were three ladies in this band. They had a hit called History. I want you to name me the band. And remember, you've got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I can see them now on Top of the Pops. It was Mai Tai. What a tune. I love that. Really fills the dance floors, that one. It is Totally 80s podcast quiz. Let's jump on to another question. In 1983, Herbie Hancock had an album out called Future Shock. He had a hit from that album. Name it.
Seven, six, five, four, three, two, one.
Well done if you said Rocket. Right, 1982, Fat Larry's band had a song out. Name the song. Got 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Who got this one right?
Zoom, just one look, and then my heart went boom. Suddenly, and we were on the
That was, of course, Fat Larry's Band and Zoom from 1982. That always reminds me of getting on a coach and going up swimming with a school. Great memories the 80s bring, but enough about my childhood stories. Let's have another question. In 1985, Loose Ends had a hit. I need the name of the hit.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Was of course Hanging on a String, their Loose Ends from 1985. Right, few more, and then this is the end of the podcast quiz. Remember, you can get involved if you want to ask us a question. It is paul@clactonradio.co.uk. Transvision Vamp, I Want Your Love was a big hit in the 80s. I want the name of the lead singer.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your answer was Wendy James.
Oh, I don't want your money, I want your love. I don't want your car, I want your love.
That's Transvision Vamp and I Want Your Love. Right, in 1989, what American singer was free falling? Here's 10 seconds.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you said Tom Petty. Well done if you said Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. So we got one more for you, and then this is the end of your podcast quiz. Remember to download and share the podcast. Never miss a Totally 80s podcast quiz. Right, listen to this song for me. Let's end on an easy one. Who sung it?
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Well done if you said The Proclaimers. That is, I'm going to be 500 miles. That's about it for this week's Totally 80s podcast quiz. Thank you guys for listening to episode number 4. Remember to like and subscribe.
Oh, yes.
Because Mr. P will be happy, of course he will. And thank you to everybody that got involved with the show. Keep those emails coming in. I really want to hear your questions. And I will, of course, read them out on the next podcast. It's paul@clactonradio.co.uk. Remember to tune in to Clacton Radio 7 days a week for all your favourite 80s songs. And if you've got one of those smart speakers, if you want to ask Alexa just to play Clacton Radio, and she'll do it. Until next week, everybody, stay safe.
This podcast is a Glass-Faced Boy production for Totally 80s.
This is Totally 80s.